Professor Lawrenson, how concerned are you regarding the Trump administration's tariff proposal against China? In your opinion, how will it impact the world economy?
Look, I am concerned. I'm concerned for the direct impact. Obviously, if you put tariffs on goods, that will slow trade between countries, and trade is good for every country. So if you stop trade from happening, then both countries will be worse off. But far more seriously for me is the fact that these tariffs have been put in place outside the WTO, right? This is not the US using the World Trade Organization, the rules-based order, to implement its trade policy. These rules, these tariffs are being put in place using US domestic legislation, and I think that's a very dangerous precedent that's not good for Australia or for the world's economy.
And why did Trump take such an action?
Trump has been consistent on trade. So his problems, his differences with China are different to other people. For example, Trump doesn't talk a lot about the South China Sea. He doesn't talk much about human rights in China. What he talks a lot about is trade. And he's been pretty consistent on that since when he was campaigning to be president. And now I think we're starting to see him delivering on those campaign promises. The problem is, though, the economics don't stack up. The evidence, for example, that China is running what he calls a mercantilist trade policy simply isn't true. China's trade surplus overall as a proportion of its economy is actually pretty small. It's much smaller than many US allies. So my big fear is that these policies are being put in place and they're being based on a very weak evidence base.
There are suggestions that this is more like a battle between the renminbi and the US dollar. What's your comment on that?
Yeah, look, that's a good question. I don't so much think it's the fact that the RMB is challenging the US dollar, but I think what is happening is China's technological know-how and progress has been so rapid that it's come as quite a shock to the US and many US companies. You know, traditionally, the reason companies ask governments to put in place protection is because they want protection from competition. And I think what's happened 20 years ago, US companies weren't seriously concerned about Chinese competition. Now what they see is in many sectors, particularly in manufacturing, but broader than that, they see Chinese companies using technology that is the equal of theirs, or perhaps even a bit better. So I can appreciate why the US would be shocked and surprised, but at the same time, that's not an excuse to put in place tariffs. You know, this is all about competition, and you get the best outcomes from competition, not from being protected from it.
So how should China respond to such a challenge?
Yeah, I think China has a tough balancing act. Look, on the one hand, I think it has to respond, and I think it's not just China's job to respond as well. I think countries like Australia, any countries that have a interest in maintaining the rules-based order around trade, have an obligation to object to these tariffs. So let's hope that happens. At the same time, we do need China in particular to not follow the US in a race to the bottom on trade policies. We've heard some good encouraging signs from the Chinese leadership about China still promoting and supporting a rules-based order around trade, open economies. So look, the more China can back up that rhetoric with concrete policy decisions within China, such as opening more sectors of its economy to foreign investment, I think the better. China, it'll be good for China and it will be good for other countries as well.